Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen, you got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Curry squeezes out and gets the ball, guarded by Devin Vassell. Crossover dribble twice, three times. Right side, step back, left-hand dribble to the paint, to the cup, in between all the trees. He goes in and lays it in with the right hand.
This is Tim Roy, and you're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, thank you, Tim. Tim was on the call last night, right here on 95.7 The Game. And we all witnessed Steph Curry throwing 46 last night.
Man.
Hell of an effort.
Probably golfing today. You got to believe he's golfing.
I think Gary Payton II confirmed that to the morning roast.
Joe Butch and asked him. Have you been to the Riverwalk or the Catwalk? The one that Barkley made.
The Riverwalk.
Is it all that and some?
Oh, we talked about that during the crossover yesterday, I think, didn't we? With Willard and Dibbs? I thought we talked about the
Were we arguing or were we talking?
No, we were fine yesterday.
Okay. That might have been on Tuesday.
But anyway, yes, your experience. Is it like beautiful?
It's fine.
How long is it?
I think it's at least a mile.
All right.
Yeah, it's probably a mile. It just winds along this.
Never been to San Antonio.
Green River. That's Creedence Clearwater Revival. Goo, I got some real. This is going to be hard.
No.
I think we can.
No, hold on. Can I say something before you?
Yeah, sure.
The show's healthier than it's ever been. We're putting up numbers.
I hate when you do that.
You do, but there's nothing that can knock me off us right now. So what do you got? Lay it on me.
This from the 925. You know, you guys are in a great industry. All capitals, great. Sports radio talk. And none of you, capital none, none of you have any idea what is happening within this sport or the team you're talking about, 3 exclamation points, and you get paid for just guessing and creating controversy.
we spent yesterday responding to comments that were tea from Draymond and Jimmy. So what's he talking about?
Everyone has a personal agenda.
Draymond's incredible. We got to get him on. Who will be the first show here to get him on?
It'll be us.
No, Willard's trying behind closed doors.
Of course he is.
But we should be trying. Well, we had him on.
Go ahead. You can try. By the way, I want to get to this.
Take your time.
Did you see what the Detroit Pistons did last night?
They kicked ass.
They won.
Okay. So I don't know.
Did you see their starting five?
You put on the thread.
Don't look at it. Okay. I'm just going to get, and Evan's great at this, but I got to believe he's going to struggle. This is who the Detroit Pistons started last night. Ready?
Yeah.
Name that school or name anything about the player. Ronald Holland II.
Went to Arizona.
Actually, that sounds right, but I thought he was their first round pick 2 years ago.
Okay.
I probably got the school wrong, but go ahead.
He went to the G League Ignite.
Oh, damn.
He did not attend a
college. So basically Arizona.
All right, Kuminga.
That's a four. Javonte Green.
He was a New Orleans Pelican.
Good call.
Paul Reed.
He was Embiid's backup in Philly last year.
Yeah, that he might be remember. Went to DePaul.
Two more. Well, we know one of them.
No, we don't.
Okay, didn't start. No,
Duncan Robinson.
All right.
Michigan.
Dennis Jenkins.
Man. I only know him because he hit a shot to send it to overtime like three nights ago for the Pistons. I've never heard of him before.
Who is he and how long you been and where do you play?
Dennis Jenkins is a guard who has 1 year of experience. He attended St. John's and he was undrafted.
You think Molly knows
Dennis
him?
Jenkins.
I'm sure Molly
knows him.
All right.
I'm not done. They got an interesting bench. You ready? Tolu Smith. Tolu Smith.
Evan?
I lived with a Tolu one time, but I have no clue who that is.
Tolu Smith, undrafted. He went to Mississippi State. He started for
Who did they play for this lineup to win?
Oh, they played the Bulls. Oh, they beat the Bulls with this lineup.
Bulls coming back down to earth.
Chaz Lanier.
Bob?
Chaz Lanier. This is unbelievable.
What made you look at the starting lineup?
I don't know. He went to Tennessee. He was a second-round pick.
Dude, won by 11, 124, 113.
Okay, here's this. You want to talk about a household name. Caris LeVert. Bobby Clintman. Bobby Clintman. It could be Bobby, actually.
He sounds like he played for the St. Louis Hawks.
That ain't a brother, is it?
Yes, it is. Maybe it's Bobby Clintman. He last attended Cairns in Australia. 1 year experience, 37th Detroit. Pick. Country, man. Sweden. But he played in, anyway. Wendell Moore Jr.
Dude.
Anyway, they won. They beat the Bulls. Incredible. Let's head out to the Big Easy. Let's go to David in New Orleans. Hey, David, how you doing, man?
On, man?
Hey.
Doing well. Hey, Dave.
Not much, man. First call of the season, bro. I'm happy to speak with y'all again.
Hey, I'll be in New Orleans Saturday.
Oh, yeah, bro. That's good, man. Meet me at the bar.
Which one?
Hey, he's for real. He said, which one?
are you near Tulane?
Everything is close over here, man. Everything is close. Everything is like a 5 to 10 minute drive, bro.
Great city.
So,
yeah,
man.
It's supposed to be sunny and 75.
Man. The weather is pretty good here right now.
There.
Yep. Really nice, bro.
So, what do you think of the Warriors?
But, man, I want to talk about this. All these back to backs, man, and to start the season. I mean, we got an older team, so I think that has a lot to do with the ups and downs early too. We hadn't even gotten to a good flow of the season before we started having to play every day. It feels like they're on TV every day when I watch them, you know. And so I feel like even with that mixed with a couple of games that Steph missed because of the miss and stuff like that, we never really got. Even though we won games early, we never really got to see the team fully get into a rhythm. And I want to make another point about the two-guard spot. I know Clay is old news. That's our guy, but he's been gone for so long. But that space on the team is what's affecting, in my opinion, is what's affecting like some of the clunkiness and some of the stuff like that with the roster. And the change is when Moses Moody is shooting and when Will Richard is shooting that spot, that archetype, that 3-and-D.
Yeah.
I can guard a high level guard intensity playing bigger than your size. That means a lot when you're playing small ball. So when you have somebody like Brandon Podziemski, he can make open shots, but he's not that point of attack defender and he's not a willing shooter. And so it's easier to guard. And that can make it harder for Steph and Draymond and Jimmy to create space. So I do think that was a good move by Steve Kerr to put them in the lineup. I don't know how long it'll last, but I do think that can work, especially if you have a bigger space to shoot the center like Horford too. So that's just a couple of points I wanted to make.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Got a mouthful, man. I know y'all on a short time, but I'll be calling back and we can wrap again.
Awesome, David. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
There's no doubt, like, hey, Moody's got to play. Moody's got to start. Come on, Steve. He's just got to start.
And I don't want to raise your blood pressure. And maybe you've come full circle to where I was at early on with Moody. But, Steiny, if we want to play that game just for this exercise or the sake of it in his improvement, I mean, he can start on a few teams now. Like Moses, you know what I mean? Like, remember before, you're like, ooh, he might be special. Well, I mean, dude's a baller, man.
Well, a big reason.
I'm not saying he's Jordan.
Would he start for the Pistons last night?
No chance. Man.
Last night?
Pistons are better than the Warriors.
Not that starting five last night. What? Dude, I didn't know a name.
This is the thing.
He's made improvement.
I would rather, like, this is why Moody is a better starter than Kuminga.
Tell me.
Because when you play with Butler and Steph and Draymond, you need a stretch three. You need a stretch perimeter player. You need a 3-and-D guy. Mm.
And I got you.
And he has embraced that.
And the spacing was everything yesterday, man. Kuminga couldn't have done that. And he wouldn't have let him fly 10 for three-pointers.
It's not that he can't make threes. It's like what they need from Moody, it comes naturally for Moody. He can play on the ball. He can make threes.
That's a good word.
What they need Kuminga to do, he's got to kind of – they aren't his strengths, and that's – one of the challenges they've kind of run into. But, you know, again, if Moody's fine.
Yeah, I think he's gotten a whole hell of a lot better.
Sure, yeah. But.
And then he went and bashed one, too, I thought of you.
Right, but he's still a player where everything's pretty much set up for him by the other guys. Like, the next step to me for Moody is, can he create his own shot?
I think he can.
No chance.
Steiny, what about when he went blue by dude and dunked?
Right, because they had an advantage. Mm. The ball was swinging and he had a defender, you know, closing out on him. I'm talking about
when there is no staff and it's just you and you're on the whiteboard for the other team. Because he is not scared,
he's not a scorer.
Yeah,
he
don't have cement feet. That's obvious. That's why he's your best on-ball defender. I still think – I know Kerr said that, Steiny, and I get it. And I see what Moody was doing to SGA, and that's just an assignment already. But, man, it ain't too far for me in regard to who's the best on-ball defender. That's why I like seeing Moody and GP2 on the floor together.
The other thing – who's their – our good caller who said we don't have a set rotation.
Oh, he was bothered by it.
I mean, I feel like every year Steve Kerr uses the first 15 or 20 games to do this. Figure out what he likes, what he doesn't like, who can play together, who can't. And I think that's a function of you're always going to need one or two guys, mostly two guys who need to fit in with the big three, and he's got to test out different groups. And after 15 or 20 games, then I think he thinks he's got a good feel for it, and maybe that's when he'll start settling in on something. Let's hear what he said about that, actually, about the starting lineup.
For sure. You know, I mean, just like I gave that first starting lineup a runway, you know, you guys asked me if we were going to stay with that, and I said we will going forward, and we'll do this going forward, and that – you know, that can change at any time based on how the team is and who's healthy and all that stuff. But yeah, we'll for sure start them again on Friday and, you know, see how it goes.
I mean, what more does Steve Kerr need to say to make fans understand that it's not about Moody, Kuminga, and Pajemski? The only thing that matters, Kerr doesn't care what they can and can't do. What he cares about is, can they play with Steph, Draymond, and Jimmy Butler? It's all about those three guys still. And whatever two other players on this team can play the best with those three guys, because they ain't going anywhere, they're going to play. I think it's as simple as that.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah, and I'm just going to be crazy, Steiny, but I used to have Atari, and I play video games, Frogger, and you get five lives, and you die five times, the game's over, you start it over. And I'm hearing you, and I agree, but I think about Kuminga. What life is he on? Because he's gotten the opportunity. And now he's, you know, hopefully he'll be available tomorrow. But my point is, even if you try one time and don't succeed, you'll get that opportunity again. Mm-hmm. And Kuminga got it early on. And now I feel like for the immediate future, Will Richard and Moody, this will be the five until
they hit a pothole or something.
No doubt. Or somebody gets hurt.
Yeah. No.
Because who saw Kuminga starting? I wanted it, but I didn't think they were coming into this season with him starting.
I don't know.
And it's like, kind of been that way for a while, man. The other two are up for grabs. The other two spots. Dre, Jimmy, Steph, and the other two are up for grabs. I told you I didn't like it.
I do think that you say for 2 years, you know, for a year that Kuminga can't play with certain guys, and then over the summer you change your mind or you say you're going to give it a big runway. And the reality of the situation is Kuminga didn't get a long runway. He got like 5 games. And I'm not saying I don't know. I'm not saying Kuminga should or shouldn't start, but just because Steve Kerr said, you know, Jimmy Butler says we can play together, doesn't mean they can play together. Or, of course, they can play together, but are the Warriors at their best when they're playing together? I'm talking about Kuminga, Butler, and Draymond Green. I mean, it seems to work out. It worked out the first five or so, but then I don't know. Maybe ask you this.
Because I want to ask you
something. What happened to Kuminga after game five? Essentially, like, they were 4-1, and I mean, it's kind of unfair because they weren't playing well.
But what
has changed with the way Kuminga has played the first five games versus the last eight?
It's called the NBA, and he's not Michael Jordan or Kobe Bryant or Dr. J in his prime. He's a 23-year-old learning, and he got off to a fast start, and he's gotten humbled. Things are different. Teams are different. I saw the Pacers' length giving him difficulty, so he took a step back. And we kind of saw it. And then the turnovers start popping up. And then you start seeing all of a sudden, Steiny, I saw, because the first five games didn't present it, his handle wasn't as tight as I thought it had gotten, only because he needed it to be. And he took a step back. And now it's about how do you respond to, you know, to your poor play. But I got to believe upstairs, the mental game, forget what he's nursing if he's hurt, Steiny. This kind of sucks that I started my dream and it's 5 games in, for whatever reason, I'm out. And that takes me to the other guy, to where you might be right what you said an hour ago. I want to talk about this because I think it's not racial, but Pods takes a lot of bullets of how he was treated compared to Kuminga. Leave that there. But what I was watching Pods thinking to myself, how mentally strong is he? And I'm asking you, what are you seeing from him too? Because now he's not starting. He's hearing the noise. He heard the comments. We don't know if it was meant for him, but let's just say you're right. I mean, how hard is that, Steiny, for a young player or young players?
I mean, you want me to be honest?
Yes.
It's not hard. It's the way it is. You're playing with Steph, Draymond, and Jimmy Butler. You got it. Like, I'm sorry. Nobody, like,
I'm just,
Steve Kerr doesn't, in a way, doesn't care about what anybody can do. It's about what you can do with those guys. It's about.
But hadn't Pods mastered that? Because he's regretting.
Pods hasn't mastered anything.
But Pods, he went a whole year being the guy with the ball in his hands. Pods, with this Warrior team.
Pods has mastered how to understand that in this organization, right here, right now, he needs to figure out how to shoehorn himself in to the Draymond, Steph, Butler dynamic.
And something's changed. And I see it. I can't put my finger on it. And I don't know if his poor play.
I thought he was really good. I thought he was good last night.
No, I'm not saying he was bad last night, just in general. Like, I feel like there was a version of a green light for him. He could do no wrong. And now I feel like in these Draymond comments, if you're right, if they were at him and Kuminga, just, you know, it's basketball. He's loving what he's doing. But the bottom line, Steiny, is I'm like, there's part of me that says the slippers have been returned a bit with Pods. Or he's been reined in.
Good. Oh. Like, seriously, good. What's wrong with that?
No, I didn't say anything's wrong with it.
We all kind of think he 30 plus minutes is too many for him.
Right.
I mean, I don't know how many he had last
29,
night.
29.
Okay, 29. You know, I mean, we saw it all last night. We saw like the good stuff he can do, and then Steve Kerr wanted to hit him over the head with a Louisville slugger when he tried to do whatever he was trying to do with Wembanyama trailing him.
No, it's just something I thought about, and I'm thinking about what if I knew them or what if I were in their shoes, both of them. Like, and again, tomorrow's a whole nother opportunity and the game after that Sunday when they go to New Orleans. But, like, Steiny, I don't know if we spend a lot of time. No, you brought it up in regard to JK. Like, this could be for the next month of basketball, Warrior basketball, this could be the starting five. And I'm not feeling sorry for anybody or saying it's wrong. I'm just like, damn, things change, man. And when it goes your way, you got to ride the wave. And then you can't complain like Gary Payton II when it doesn't.
Well, and the other thing is, before last night, we got the leader on the team in minutes was Jonathan Kuminga before last night's game. And so that's why, people were saying, well, he's turning it over a lot. Well, he does lead the team in minutes, so, that's something. Like,
is that why that's rearing his head, is because we're seeing more of him?
I think it's rearing its head is because he starts, he thinks he can go by people, and he can.
Let me tell you this.
He thinks he can go by people, and he can.
And to go by people, that handle needs to be tight. And I'm going to use this word because I'm not dissing my guy. But, Steiny, when I talk about a Jonathan Kuminga, it's the athleticism through the roof. We know that. But if I asked you this, how skilled is JK? I think that didn't get enough fertilizer for me. We're only five. I get it.
Over 13.
But the first five, I was like, magnum cum laude, he got it. But now I'm like, the more minutes you play, the more stuff you see, even if it's not against a good team, it might be a good defender, the skill word.
Yeah.
I think he's lacking. So, like, that still needs some improvement.
He's raw. He's still pretty raw, I think. But he's got talent, but...
Yeah.
He's got, like... You got to play within the lines. It's like your color... It's like a coloring book. When you play with Steph, Draymond... And Butler, you have to stay within the lines in the coloring book. You can't color outside the figure, if you know what I mean. And Pods at least has an understanding of what he's got to do to play inside, inside the drawing or not color outside the lines. Kuminga's still figuring it out.
If I ask you, where's Kuminga's spot on the floor? Does he have one? Like his spot. Like, I'll give Pods this. You got that Euro, whatever. It don't work all the time, but you know how to set somebody up. You use the rim as a defender and use that Euro and get a layup. But I'm looking for Kuminga, and I'm one of his biggest fans, Steiny. Where's his spot on the floor?
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles, as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
I always felt like the great ones had multiple spots.
Mm. But it starts with one.
I mean, I don't know, on the wing? Not at the top of the circle, I know that. But, he's still in the process of figuring it out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And now, to me, the issue becomes, well, first of all, we got to find out about the knee and see if he can play tomorrow.
I guess this was bothering him last year a bit. Yeah.
Yeah, so...
But, this would be a horrible time to miss some time, though, and that's every time. But you know what I mean? Like,
I don't know.
Like you didn't want to see him last night for 25 minutes?
No.
I did. How are you going to respond to, you got a new role, you're coming off the bench, and we saw a couple minutes, but.
But, like, they might have played their best basketball this season, the second, third, and fourth quarters. Like, I was not watching that. Okay, I didn't know he was ruled out for the second half.
Yeah, remember I text you guys, friend, like, is this a, what is, Evan, I don't know what word, oh, boycott, was he mad? And that's crazy, but no, I didn't see him.
He's not that crazy, yeah. He's probably pissed.
Frank Grimes on the YouTube chat says JK's spot is the fadeaway from the free, but I don't like that shot for him, the fadeaway from the free throw.
Anyway, when they got to halftime, I didn't know Kuminga was ruled out and that he didn't play in the second half. And I didn't think twice about it. I just didn't. Yeah. They were playing well. I didn't say, boy, he must be hurt.
No, I didn't either.
He never crossed my mind. He did not cross my mind.
But as a fan, you want to be fulfilled and you want everybody to be available. That's all. Like, it takes nothing away from the win.
Okay, you know what? Here's, the thing. If he plays Gary Payton's minutes last night, they'd probably lose. Mm. They might lose that game. But, it's weird.
No, that's an interesting way to look at it.
You were thinking about Kuminga in the second half?
Not more, no. I was thinking about you got to win this game, but I just hated that he went out and he was hurt.
Maybe that's why they won the game. He was hurt. 888-957-9570 is the number. The Golden State Warriors, what a bounce-back win for them. Big bounce-back. That segment brought to you by Alameda County.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.